Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take Balance of Nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of Nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kate.
When it comes to politics, I'm well past the tinfoil hat stage. I need a good helmet for the banging my head against the wall stage. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Wow, what a speech. I played the long version of that because I don't think we realize that all the years ago he did that, you know, 60 some odd years ago, that how powerful that was. You know, we kind of, you know, that was JFK's speech. But you know what? Wow. Did he or did he not describe the deep state? Did he or did he not say, this is what's going on in government right now? This is happening now. So I dedicate this hour to all of those out there that know when you're not being told the truth, and we have manufactured events in history, and the CIA in the 60s decides that they're going to call anyone who questions what's going on. You question the press and the story that they're scripted out to tell you. If you do that, we're going to pin the name conspiracy theorist on you. We're going to tell you that you're a nut job if you don't go along with what we're saying. And so I dedicate this hour to you. You can call up 888-673-1450. We're going to talk about a few events in this hour. Maybe it'll start a conversation, open up some eyes and so forth. A big thank you to Mike Lindell for coming on. I love people like Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, because he puts his money where his mouth is. He put his money into a movie to educate. This is exactly, if you have the bucks out there, put it into media, put it into movies, put it in, like Chris Ann Hall doing a movie as well. Put it out there so you can educate people. The more educated we are, then we realize where we're at. And we can start getting people on board to fight against this, what's going on right now, and the hijacking of our country. It's just, it's huge. But I have to, I have to say, and by the way, you can go to Lindell, LINDELLTV.com, and you can get the free short version of his movie, Absolute Proof, that talks all about the election fraud and nails down the exact things that happened. He'll show you what happened. It's all proof, all facts, and the long version of the movie. And you can get a DVD for free. You can order it for your, you know, aging parents or whatever the case may be. Go to LindellTV.com, and you can also order his pillows. Put the code out, Mike, and you can get up to 66% off. Support him, because he's one of the few organizations, corporations out there that will tell the truth. So in this hour, I want to talk about a few things. You know, Angela Merkel came out and said that the pandemic, let me get her quote. Let me get her quote, because it's that horrific. She said, "I stressed in my intervention that the pandemic is not over until all people in the world have been vaccinated." Look around you. How many people do you know have died of a plague? And then ask yourself this. Why are all these leaders this adamant about making sure people get that shot? Do you think something might be a plan here? Do you think there might be a vested interest in getting us that shot in that arm? Do you think that all the globalist governors and all the globalists in politics, do you think there might be a reason that they might all be on the same page with this? Because look around you. Are we in an airborne plague where gazillions of people have died around the world? Because if we were in a real plague, I'll tell you what, we would have had at least a trillion dead by now, right? A billion, I'm sorry. I'm talking in trillions. I'm used to thinking about the budget. Billions. We'd at least have a billion dead if it was airborne, if it was truly airborne. And that's the only reason you're wearing a mask. So do you think there might be an agenda afoot? Of course. Why else would they be doing this? There's no reason to. So let's talk about all of these things and let's get them out in the open, shall we? Why not? Let's spend an hour talking about it. And you can call up and you can talk about whatever manufactured event that you would like to, because I'd love to hear from you. I'll take a first caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know. Gosh, you guys. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi.
Great interview with Mike. Thanks. Well done.
Thank you. Wasn't he a hero? What a hero. He's taken a lot for this.
He's a man.
Yeah.
He's a real man. I love him. He's an American. I love him. Hey, the great stock market crash in 1929.
Oh, boy.
That was manipulated.
Yes.
We have something coming that is going to make that look like a fight in the sandbox.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I do.
Bitcoin is worth $55,000. What does that make $1 worth?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I wish I would have bought back in 2013. I'll tell you, there are so many things like that. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, the stock market crash was very manipulated, and they wanted that crash to happen to install the central banking like we had never seen it before. You know, up until that point, we had a lot of small banks across America, and they would do their own business. Well, they couldn't have that. They couldn't have individual banking. They had to have it centrally dominated. And what's interesting is people ask me about the Titanic, too. The Titanic was manipulated. There were some billionaires that like Astor that were on the Titanic that died that weren't going to go along with the cabal of the banking industry, the Federal Reserve. They were not going to go along with it. And they just mysteriously died when, at the time, those people were put in the lifeboats first. Remember that? There were people that were told not to be on the Titanic. I think at this point in America, with what's going on with the COVID lie, what's going on with the response, you know, the COVID lie, the response to COVID, what's going on with all of this stuff, the fraudulent election being so blatant, is that at this point in time, if you're not questioning what's going on, you might not ever. And I realize that. I realize that a lot of good people either A, don't want to know, or B, can't know. It's just going to be too destroying for them. To me, curiosity has always run the ship for me. And this is why I do what I do. And this is why I've done what I've done for 9 years, is because when people ask me, you know, well, first of all, I didn't want to be an idiot on the air. You know, I didn't want to not know what I was talking about. So I had to do the research. But the second thing was the fact that I've remained curious. But wait a second, that doesn't seem right. That doesn't make sense. Wait a minute, those pieces don't match up. What's going on? Why are we told this in the press? But man, that doesn't make any sense. If we had a bigger drive for curiosity, we would not be in this mess. Dan Rather, who I can't stand, who's a total globalist, actually was asked, you know, why are you the journalist that you are? Now, he wouldn't really cover real news a lot of the time, but maybe when he started out, he did. But he said curiosity. He said that's what makes a good reporter, is curiosity. But that's what makes a good citizen. That's what makes a good citizen. Curiosity about the world you live in and what you're told. You know, it's kind of like this, and then I'll go to a break and then I'll take your calls. Was Patty Hearst's kidnapping real? The group that just sprung up has actually been called the CIA group. SLA, you guys remember that little group that sprang up and that was their only kidnapping victim? And after that, of course, you know, the members all died mysteriously in a fire and decapitated from a fire. And most of the members anyway. And all of a sudden it was, all of a sudden, nobody even questioned it, right? Was what happened at Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid, was that manufactured? What about the killing of the congressman that was looking into the events going on in the prison that down there in California? Was that manufactured? Because they did. They killed the guy that went down there to investigate. He was a congressman. He had a little too much information. I think it was manufactured, actually. None of it's ever made sense. If you start really looking under the hood of all these things, they don't. The Titanic, and somebody could say, well, boat crashed. Okay. But I always want to know, well, who was on that ship? Who died? Oh, just the only people that weren't for central banking? That's very strange. And why were people told not to go on the ship? Come on. You got to ask a few more questions, right? We have to. The American spirit says that you need to ask questions because you're an American. Because before we were Americans, we knew we couldn't get the truth. At least being an American, take advantage of the fact that you're supposed to be asking these questions. Be right back. I'll take your calls. You can bring anything up. Events, manufactured events. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. That is just the most awesome supplement. I love it. And order extra. Have extra on hand because it'll last and you're going to want it. Basically, just order up. You get 35% off and free shipping when you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. So, my gosh, use it to your advantage. This is the best product. It's a food additive. It's a food supplement. I'm sorry. A food supplement that you can take that ensures... It ensures that you're going to get 31 fruits and vegetables in your system, in your enhancing your immune system. 31 fruits and vegetables a day that I know you're not going to eat. So, and you probably only just got the tomato on the burger today. So you guys need some more veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com. And I'm going to be talking about a host of things. I'm going to rattle through some. But if these are news to you, well, you know, maybe we can open up some eyes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Are you there? Go right ahead.
Yes. Just had to turn off my other device.
Sure.
This is Tom from the Great Socialist Valley up north. Mm-hmm. This one is going quite far out there. It's my own personal conspiracy theory. And I do say theory this time because instead of a reality, because I don't have any proof at all.
Okay.
Now, remember the Challenger space shuttle disaster where it was in reentry and it self-destructed. Well, my personal theory is that it was actually a weapons test of a directed energy weapon that they used to test the system on a moving target traveling at 17,000 miles per hour at about approximately, actually 17, Mach 17, about 10,000 something miles per hour, and that it was a test to prove that they could shoot down a very fast-moving target.
Okay. What happened to the crew?
And they died.
Yeah. Yep.
They think, well, these people who do this stuff, they don't care about people. They don't care about us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about society as a whole. They care about themselves and what they want and what they want to do.
Yeah.
And the satanic energy that goes behind them.
Right, right. Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. I know that a lot of people were trying to say that the crew, is still alive. I didn't actually believe that the crew was still alive. But I do believe what you're saying, though, because we've had events like this and people just don't. I think, you know what it is? They don't want to know. They don't want to know. I think it's easier to just go along and just say, okay, the media, why would they lie to us? The media is telling us the truth, right? It's just easier.
Yeah. One more thing. It's kind of created the basis for my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Is have you ever been to drjudywood.com?
Yes. Yeah. drjudywood.com.
So you're familiar with the directed energy weapons she talks about.
Yep. And she talked about it with 9/11 as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I know it, this might be hard for you to do. Call up a show and just talk about, you know, what's on your mind and share that. And it's okay to share it. And it's okay to have an uneasy feeling about something and say, you know what? That nothing about that rings true. Look what we're dealing with right now. So maybe this will open up some eyes. You know, one thing Jim Jones, Charles Manson, and the guy that was in charge of kidnapping Patty Hearst all had in common. You know what they all had in common? That, CIA. And also that Jim Jones was CIA, but that Manson and the leader of the SLA group that cropped up with that weird emblem that they came up with that was bizarre and they couldn't quite figure out what they wanted to do with that. I don't know what they were about. I don't think they knew what they were about. But they were all Manson and DeFreeze, the guy that was in charge of the kidnapping, right? They had been informants for the FBI, and they were part of a group there in the prison in California, Vacaville. Yeah, ring a bell. Both coming from the same kind of place. There was a lot of drug experimentation that the CIA was doing at the time as well, still do, but at the time. And were they a product of that? Were they used in those two situations to carry something out? right? Word on the street was that the Patty Hearst thing was happening because of the ownership of Hearst and that the Rockefellers wanted more of a stake in Hearst. That's the story out there. Interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, really, the topic is actually sad because it's so easy to find these topics. And somebody may or may not believe in one, or they call this conspiracy or this conspiracy. But there's so many we could start with. It's almost like a game show I'm calling into.
Yeah.
Like, just pick one. But I'll tell you my own personal experiences. Okay. I was like 14 years old when Oklahoma City happened. I woke up. I watched it on TV. I watched a newscast bring in. I watched they had a military guy break down how this explosion looked, how he thought it was something else. But one thing that there's a VHS floating around, and I think my dad has it. If I find it, I'll I'm here local with you. I'll get you a copy of it.
Yeah.
But they show on there, the thing I saw was they were bringing out, the bomb squad was bringing something out of the front of the wreckage and lowering it down real carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy on there said, that's a satchel charge. And then he explained on how the building blew outward and the building crossed the street. And he went into this whole thing about how that happened. But we, a truck across the street, supposedly blew up and blew in, and it was closer to a building across the street, but that building was less damaged. So again, it's like a game show. Which conspiracy theory do you go with? But they're really not theories. There's so much, enough curiosity, like you said earlier, that should make you say, hold on a second. There's
something going on.
It's like a Scooby-Doo show.
It is. It is. You're right. Pick a box. It's so true.
Yeah,
so, right?
That's the sad part. And really, it is. Declassified, unrefutable CIA evidence that they've let declassified over the years and say, oh, we did a very similar thing in this country. We did a very similar thing in this country.
I agree.
So why do we think we wouldn't go here?
Right. Thank you. Love it. Voice of reason. Thank you. The Oklahoma event. Yes. And did he work for the CIA? Again, CIA is going to crop up a lot in the lies. It just will. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
What a difficult question.
I know.
I took a minute and wrote down 15 different conspiracies, and if I had more time, I could get 50.
Hey, hit the list. Hit that list. If you don't mind, hit the list of 15 real quick. Just go through the list real fast.
The death of Vincent Foster.
Yes.
Massive evidence he was murdered, most likely in the White House. The death of Ron Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Secretary of Commerce during the Clinton administration. He went in, visited Clinton, and said, I'm going down, because they were going to blame him for some of the scandals, including Chinagate. And he said, if I'm going down, he said, this is Bill Clinton, reportedly. I'm taking you with me.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton sent him over to Bosnia, over to the Balkans. He shouldn't have been going over there.
Just run through that list. I just want to see what's on your list.
Yeah, let me go down the list. The Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they start it, they sustained it. They tightened up the money supplies, the Federal Reserve, and then they had this Moot-Hawley bill. And all the money trust people, the Rockefellers and the Kennedys, they got their money out just before the crash because they knew it was coming.
Okay.
The TWA Flight 800 is a really important one, where there are 500 witnesses, FBI reported witnesses, and they denied it all. And that we had ordnance, we had radar records showing the ordnance going up there. We had helicopter pilots from Vietnam saying, I know an ordnance when I saw it, when he saw the missile hit it out,
it was shot down.
Out of the air. Mm-hmm. Waco, the Murrow Building, you already talked about a little bit. You can go talk about the Murrow Building for 5 hours,
Oklahoma.
All the evidence of that those charges were in that building, including an eyewitness saw all of them putting the charges in. The Waco, where they mowed down the people and back that were trying to escape, where they burned, they were being burnt alive by our government, and they were machine gunning them down behind the building. All the false flags, Sandy Hook, the massive, they weren't even in the school. None of those kids were born in the state. I mean, you just
the
go
school
on
wasn't
and on
even
about
in service.
Vegas and the one down in Florida and on and on. The Spanish-American War, they lied about that. It wasn't the explosions of the Maine were internal.
Mm-hmm.
World War One, the sinking of the Lusitania got America into the war. It was intentionally set up to be sunk, and it was a warship. I think you've talked about on this. World War Two, Pearl Harbor. It was an inside job of FDR.
Yeah, you knew about it.
Churchill.
Mm-hmm.
Korean War. It was intentionally, they tried to lose it. They kept sending the plans, our Douglas MacArthur's plans to the UN, and the UN would just send them over to the communists. And MacArthur said the enemy was always waiting for me when I went into battle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he started sending false battle plans to the to Truman, and then they started winning the war, and they had, right. Truman fired him.
I'm going to run out of time.
Just Gulf of Tonkin incident that never existed. America's expansion in it. And the last one I'll mention is those protests, the race protests in the 60s and in the 50s to some extent. It was a communist plot. It was actually mainly to, well, at least we think mainly, to transfer state rights to federal government rights.
Right.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was entirely unconstitutional, and it transferred all these legal powers to the federal government, and go on and on.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot, Mark. Really appreciate that. It was a great list, by the way. There was an article, thank you, there was an article that came out about some files revealing that Nancy Pelosi's father, who was a mob boss, mayor of Baltimore, that JF Kennedy's White House ordered the investigation after JFK planned to appoint D'Alessandro, her dad, to a government post, and a routine FBI name check revealed allegations against D'Alessandro. In 1991, teletype from the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, who also named George Bush, that George Bush elder, the elder at the JFK assassination. Interesting, right? The same names that keep cropping up. Nancy's father, you know, they don't talk about her a lot, him a lot. I'm sorry, Nancy's father, Nancy Pelosi's father. But the urgent teletype from J. Edgar Hoover signaled the goal of ensuring that D'Alessandro would be appointed to a government watchdog board that reviewed defense contracts. All of these people, it's very interesting, the connections. The caller mentioned Gulf of Tonkin and Morrison, the admiral, his son, Jim Morrison of the Doors. Very interesting, right? All the connections have to have you scratching your head a little bit with all the people that get special favors and they stay in government. And it just so happens that even those people that were surrounding the Jim Jones thing, all connected to the CIA, all connected. And that's why that congressman went down from California, the one that was shot on the runway, leaving the whole Jim Jones thing. He went down to get some people that wanted to defect from Jim Jones. But even Jim Jones being CIA. See, these are the stories you don't hear. You don't hear. Now, are they crazy town? Well, you can go look all of them up. I don't think you could deny the relationships. I don't think you could deny the wow factor of what happens afterwards in political favors. And I don't think that you can deny that this is a kind of a close-knit bunch. And they always seem to stay in power. How is that? Why? You can't deny that. Obviously, I've done shows on 9/11. That's a given. That's so obvious. I'm not quite sure how people put their head in the sand on that one, but they do. But now 60% of the nation, doesn't believe the narrative. 60% of our nation does not believe the story told about 9/11. That's interesting. That gives me some hope, though. It means a lot of people are listening to that gut, you know, that little whisper. Something's not right here. Be right back. I'll take your calls. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're unbelievable. Yep, media is unbelievable. Boy, if this year isn't the year where you found out that they're lying to you, let's hope you did. And make sure you go to katedalyradio.com. Welcome all you listeners from all over the globe. And you can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, and also get the podcast at katedalyradio.com. And let me mention just a couple. I'm just going to go through 1 minute of ones that just keep your eye on, like... Why did Nixon and Watergate happen? Because, you know, they're very good at covering stuff up. Very good at covering stuff up. And Watergate, I mean, really, look at the event of Watergate totally, like as a big picture event, and then look at all the other bigger scandals, the treason, all the other stuff. Why was Watergate such a big deal in comparison to everything else that's gone down, right? Was it payback for Nixon in the days before he became president, putting in Alger Hiss into prison? Very possible. Patty Hearst, go look at her mugshot with the column in the background. That's not a mugshot. It's a strange mugshot. Her mother said after she went home, this isn't our Patty. A lot of people believe that it wasn't Patty. So why was that done? Was there leverage? Was that leveraged to put pressure on Hearst? Possible. Hearst had been in the back pocket of Rockefeller since 1915. Right? Rockefeller wanted to control the media, and Hearst was the engine to do it. But I did find that kind of interesting. Was there something more to that, to maybe the structure of that? What about James Forrestal, Admiral Forrestal, who tried to tell the truth about what he saw down in the Antarctic, the very secret of Antarctic? Why was he shoved out of a window? Wasn't it like the 6th or the 16th floor of the Naval Hospital? Why was he thrown out? Why did they want to silence him so bad? Here's another one for you, too. Do you guys remember George Scratchley Brown? He was in the 70s. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for the presidency. Okay? Long military career. Do you know what he kept saying? And they kept telling him to shut up, or he would be shut up? Okay? This is what he said. This is his words. It's so strong you wouldn't believe now, because he was talking about, he was talking to a French reporter in 1976, and he believed the reason for the continual military aid was due to the government of Israel having control over the America's banks, okay, and newspapers and elected officials. And I always separate, when we're talking about Israel, the government from the people, okay? Don't think for a second their government can't be hijacked just like ours is. So he said this, it's so strong you wouldn't believe now. We have the Israelis, meaning like the Israeli government, coming for us for equipment. We say we can't possibly get the Congress to support that. And they say, don't worry about the Congress. We'll take care of Congress. Now, this is somebody from another country, but they can do it. They own, you know, the banks in this country, the newspapers. Just look at where their money is. And then he died all of a sudden at the age of 60. Strange, right? There had just been a lot of people coming forward and a lot of deaths and a lot of people trying to get the word out on things in very important positions, right? Credible positions. I don't think we should ignore them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the things I look for are the certain sayings that always prick my ears about something not being right. And my number one thing is whenever they say humanitarian crisis.
Yes.
That always is the key thing that, oh, we have to do something because this affects humanity. The pandemic is that. You know, what happened in Syria with the gassing was that. Mm-hmm. The beheadings that were all done in front of a blue screen were that. The supposed blowing up of all the Taliban blew up all the world cultural centers and things. Mm-hmm. These things that are happening today, they all come under humanitarian crisis. And that's Amen. A critical one.
Amen. Thank you so much. I love that phone call because what they do is they go for the emotional ploy. They send a picture. Of somebody, right? They send a picture of somebody dying or dead, and then they say, you know, you've got to get emotional about this. You know, it's humanitarian. Yet ask yourself why they never went into China. Ask yourself why they never actually went into North Korea. If we knew that there were humanitarian things going on there, see, never makes sense, does it? We pick and choose which humanitarian crisis? That's either going to be the reason or it's not. How can you choose which one? And it all goes by the playbook of our friends, friend or foe. We want to, you know, take somebody over or not, right? Isn't that what it dials down to? There are so many. I brought up Manson. You know, the Manson, I did a show about that because he was an informant, just like the guy with Patty Hearst, an informant. And I think there's so much more to that story than what meets the eye. We have so much of this going on and so many people that end up in the informant position that the CIA seems to be working with. In San Francisco, they had a center where the CIA was doing medical experiments. What better a population than a prison population to do that with? It's not like they can get out of it. They have to say yes. So that's why whenever I'm looking at a story, I'm always looking at who benefited, what the story is. Does it make sense? It was like Patty Hearst's story never made sense. That didn't make sense. The SLA, when they cropped up, it was a strange story, strange group. And then what did they ask for Patty Hearst? They said they wanted every citizen in California to get $400 worth of food. And it ended up being a couple million dollars or more than that. And the family said they had to take out a loan. This is one of the richest families in America. Take out a loan for the amount, and it was botched. It was just strange. There was no reasoning behind it, right? No reasoning, except number one, we have organizations that crop up that can do things like this. Okay, terrorist organization pushing that. And then also there had to have been something with money going on there because none of it made sense. And if you look now, what did she do now? She's in movies and things, right? She had a lot of movie roles. And then she's not like super connected to the goings on at Hearst. Maybe that's by design. Maybe it's not really her. She looks quite different, to tell you the truth, after the experience of being kidnapped than she did before. And their little group just cropped up right around the corner from where she was living with her boyfriend and going to Berkeley. Just right around the corner. It's just, wow, what an opportune moment, right? So this is why when you see an opportunistic moment that's a little too coincidental, when you see, and that, by the way, that group went away, just poof. But they did draw a great insignia. They went to a marketing agent and got a snake insignia. Okay, give me a break, right? Give me a break. So you have to question it. If buildings fall and they look like an explosion that you've seen before, and you know what fire looks like, you have to question it. Because I can see buildings that have been, there was a building in New York that had a plane go into it. Didn't look like 9/11. Didn't look like what happened there. But see, this is the deal. We're told again and again how the story is, and then they keep saying it again and again, just like with the election fraud. They just keep saying, there's no fraud, there's no fraud, there's no fraud. And then people go, well, I guess there wasn't any fraud. See, they know that no matter what your eyeballs see, what you hear is going to have more impact on you for some odd, forgive the pun, oddball reason. It's true, though. They know if they just keep telling you that you're not seeing what you're seeing, that you'll believe them. And I think that's one of the most unfortunate things. It's sad to me. We have to be more curious. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Congressman Paul Wellstone, the one for the future will be the March 4th storming of the Capitol by Republicans. That's going to be a future false flag. We have that, everybody.
You know what? I actually, yes. Yes, there'll be something that happens that's blamed on us, whether they attribute the death of Biden to us. I mean, they're going to look at that as an opportunity to demonize further the right, of course. Yes, I agree.
I got two more little ones.
Okay.
The fires in California over the summer done by lasers or else other things around them would have been burned.
That's a good one.
And possibly cloud seeding for all the storms in Texas that just happened to weaken the border so the illegal folks can storm it and get in the United States.
There you go. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Does everybody know by now that PG&E pled guilty on 2018 California fire? I don't know if people realize that. And I think that was only the one case of them doing it. I think they were doing it in other places, too, because people actually saw them. They had eyewitnesses that put them on the scene, and then all of a sudden a fire started under the strangest circumstance there. And then everyone goes, well, California's kindling. Well, nah, yeah, well, not all the time. So when you see PG&E doing some very suspicious things, but they actually did plead guilty I don't know if people realize that yet. But that did happen. So there you go. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. You're live.
Hey, m'lady, Katie.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
A lot of the points I would have hit have already been hit, so I won't.
Okay.
But I wanted to mention the USS Liberty.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 1968.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it maybe the most important aborted false flag that's ever been in history.
Okay.
Because it was a joint operation between the Israeli government, and I do not consider the Israeli government to be the chosen people.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah, they can get hijacked just like us. Yep, so true.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And in concert with the Lyndon B.J. administration.
Yes.
I call him Lyndon B.J.
Yes.
But
thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, they dropped napalm and bombs on the USS Liberty to sink that ship and blame it on Egypt so that the United States would be the spear tip to carry the water for the Israeli government and go attack Egypt. And that would have gotten us embroiled in the Middle East.
You're right.
Way back then.
I'm not going to even disagree with you. You're right. You're absolutely 100%. Thank you for that call. I really love it. We're running out of time, but oh man, that is so true. He's right. There's so much there. And yes, I do always say government because people can't, the governments get hijacked and don't think Israel's immune to that. But it's all wrapped up in the anti-Semitic, you know, label. So that's why you're not allowed to ever say that. You're not allowed to ever separate those two. And that's why people don't ever talk about it in the media either, right? Okay. Let me take one more quick one. Hi, caller. Make it quick. You got about a minute. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, when they can censor the president of the United States, you know, it's only a short period of time before they'll be shutting us all down.
Yeah, sadly, unless we fight back. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Whether you, you know, I guess there's lots of things we could do. Maybe, you know, it's like in the past. What do you learn from history? You come up with code ways of talking or speaking. I don't know. We're just going to have to get more creative. That's for sure. There are a lot of these. I mean, honestly, the Declaration of Interdependence that they've been spewing for 80 years. Yeah, you should read that. It's the globalist dream. It is the globalist dream document to pull us out of the Declaration of Independence into the Declaration of Interdependence. And you should just give that a run through. Go look that one up. There are a lot of things and rumors and stories. Oddly enough, I don't believe all of them. Does JFK live again? No, Junior. No, he's not alive. But you know what, though? There's enough factual evidence to support a lot of the things they pin with the label of conspiracy theory that when somebody denies those because there's so much factual evidence, then I wonder if they just don't want to know or if they just can't know because it's just too much for them because there's just too much factual there. So I do investigate a lot of them, but I don't bring a lot of them to air because I don't find, you know, enough factual evidence to support the idea. But there's a lot of connections, a lot of informants, a lot of dealings with the CIA, a lot of this stuff crops up all the time. And the people that come out of politics, the people, the families that stay in the groups that possess the power, you're going to find a lot of connections. And when you find those connections, that's not a conspiracy anymore. It's a conspiracy. It's just a conspiracy fact. It's not fiction. But the CIA did deem that term so that anytime we talked about anything, right, that didn't match the narrative, that you would be called a crazy, tinfoil hat wearing crazy. Anyone that questioned, anyone that got curious, right? Got to have a label for those people. Hopefully we all do a lot more homework. Hopefully we, you know, we really go to town and find out why the Rockefellers have dominated in this country, why the Rothschilds dominated in banking, why. And the families that aren't named, they're never named, the ones that don't get on the Forbes list, yeah, they like to say it that way. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here Monday.